Today we're going to be talking with Jeremy Haskell. He is the sales manager for jobsintheus.com. Working with company, he advises them on recruiting strategies that result in reduced turnover and increased productivity. Jeremy is going to be discussing the relevance of the job boards today and their importance to both candidates and employers in this ever-changing job market. Jeremy, thanks for being on the show.
Glad to be here, David. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's interesting. The times have changed, certainly, in the job market, and we'll certainly get into some of that. But one of the things that always comes up with is, you know, you have a career board, a job board that's out there, and jobs in the U.S., jobs in AME, jobs in just about every state across the nation that you have. I hear from a lot of candidates and a lot of people, the job boards are probably dead. They're not places that are necessarily where I would put my resume. Now, I encourage from my career side that everybody puts their resume in as many places as possible, because obviously you want to get seen.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that statement? What do you think about the fact that, you know, the job boards are not necessarily what they used to be with LinkedIn and Facebook and Branch Out and Twitter and all that? That's all. Give me your take on that.
Well, you sound like you've been reading a lot of the different blogs and such that are out there, because the catchphrase "job boards are dead" has been around pretty much since job boards came around. We've been around since about 1999, and for about the past 10 years, we've been hearing about how job boards are dead. Quite honestly, that's not true, and I challenge anyone on that case. In fact, you look at many of the national surveys that are put out, the second most popular way folks are finding jobs or finding employees is through job boards. Number one is always going to be personal network, and referrals. That's tried and true, and that's the way of the world, and I don't see that ever changing. But folks are still going to need a place where they can come together and look for those career opportunities that are out there, and there's no better place to do that than a job board. And that's where you can go, and you can look and see what opportunities are hiring, and it's a place to join and attract the talent that you're looking for in a particular area, be it an industry, a geographic location like we use, or a general national board like a Monster or a Career Builder.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because yes, I would agree with you that if you're looking at the job boards themselves, they definitely serve a purpose. I mean, there is, like I have said, people looking for a career should not eliminate any area for getting out there and getting seen on any job board. But there are a number of them. Mm-hmm. And certainly with LinkedIn from the social media side, and maybe we'll segregate that for a second, and we'll just say social media in a second we'll talk about. But the job boards themselves, you do have the big boys, Monster and Career Builder, and I don't think anybody would argue that they're probably the two biggest job boards in the country.
They would indeed. Yep,
indeed. So, I mean, between those three, you're really looking at how should a candidate decide where they're going to put them? Should they do it all? Mm-hmm. Or how should they think about what industry specific? Give me a general thought.
Well, sure. It really depends upon kind of the, you know, what you're searching for from an employer side, if you're looking for candidates, and from a job seeker, you're looking for the different opportunities. So it's very important to look and research what different job portals are available, because there are, like you said, there are hundreds, if not thousands of them. So it's really important that you investigate what those resources are. And for example, with jobs in the U.S. and our site Jobs in ME here in Maine, we're focusing on the geographic niche. Most folks want to live and work close to home, and that's a real big part of what our message is and how we're able to communicate about that both to employers and job seekers. And you talked about social media and a lot of the different things. You mentioned some of the different Branch Out and Be Known, things like that some of the other job boards have put together. The job board really can become a kind of a hub for your hiring and recruiting efforts using social media. So, like, for example, we've integrated that with our Facebook and Twitter campaigns that are for each of our state-specific sites. Kind of brings people together, starts the conversation, and hopefully helps to expand their network, not only exposing them to opportunities, but also exposing them to other individuals in the market that might be able to help them out.
Do you think that social media has enhanced it? Do you think that it's muddied the waters a little? I mean, one of the challenges that I face in MEFECT, you know, whenever we get candidates in for outplacement or career transition, they are so overwhelmed by the many, many areas they suddenly need to go to. I mean, it's incredible the amount of sites that are out there now, and they just don't know where to start. And certainly our job is to help provide them with what they need to go on. But talk to me about what you're thinking about today is the right course for that.
Well, I think it really depends, again, on what you're looking to accomplish and who you are. I don't know if there'll be a lot of, say, manual labor jobs that are going to be on Twitter. You might find a lot of marketing or social media positions on Twitter, though, things like that. It depends upon what that kind of what you're kind of looking for. The appropriate thing is to investigate the tools and use the ones that are going to use that are going to help you the most. You ask about, is it muddying the water? My personal opinion is that it's very, very muddy. A lot of people are trying to get into this game and trying to figure things out because the employment market has changed so much over the past 5-10 years. There's this, you know, everyone talks about this fit and the notion of, you know, we can find the right fit for you, the kind of company that's going to support your personal lifestyle and how you want to work. And with employers, they're saying you need to get the right fit. And I firmly believe in that. I think that's an important component, but it's not the be-all, end-all, because I think it might help us, or it might be leading us to a place where we're going to this mythology of the perfect job or the perfect candidate, which might be leading us on this search for a holy grail that doesn't exist. You know, it's so it really can muddy the water a bit, but it's important to use different tools, find out which ones are going to be most appropriate for you if you're either hiring or looking for a job, and, you know, use those tools in the best way to fit into your particular search.
Yeah, you're talking about companies that are looking to hire, and, mm-hmm. and certainly they look at job boards, they look at social media as many different avenues. So let's talk, we've talked a little bit about the candidate side, let's talk about the hiring side.
Sure.
So companies, recruiters, mm-hmm. Whether executive or within an organization, recruiter, tell me what they see today, why they're still thinking that these are valued options. Tell me about costs as effect with it. Now, I'm not asking you to give me specific numbers mm-hmm. because I know certainly the amount of, you know, specific job posts they make or different thing all affect value. But tell me about the value in terms of the job board to an organization.
Well, I think it really helps to act as kind of like an employment town square, if you will. It's a place where the players will come together because, especially in today's employment market, I talked briefly before about the branding issue and trying to find that perfect fit. That's a very important message for both job seekers and employers alike. You know, most folks that are, you know, we've talked about hiring, it's increased a bit, but unemployment's still high, so there's still, you know, there's a war for talent, if you will. That's kind of another catchphrase that's out there. So it's really important as an organization that you're able to talk about the opportunities that you have available. And what better place to do that to make people aware, you know, on a job board, people that are you looking for. But more importantly, you want to lead them back to really your career site on you or on your own, you know, employment webpage, for example, for your company. And that's a great way to kind of talk about what your messages are and send those things out, but use the job boards as a way to kind of highlight through. You know, there's different ways you can do it. It's not just a simple classified anymore. You can do sponsored jobs or be a featured employer or tie things into different ways to highlight your opportunities. And that's really an important thing to do because people aren't going to come looking for a job if they don't know who you are as a company.
You know, it's interesting you say, obviously, we have the aggregators that are out there
sure.
now, the Indeeds, the Simply Hired, mm-hmm. and some of the other big aggregators mm-hmm. that suck up all these jobs off of all the different sites. And so I certainly have heard from employers that may say, well, why bother putting on a job board? Because it's going to come up on Indeed if mm-hmm. I put it on my own company site. So are there algorithms or something to that effect that makes it so that, you know, jobs posted on a job board get picked up faster or mm-hmm. quicker? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's definitely an the notion of the aggregators and the way the web's working, that's certainly an evolution that's in progress. You know, an organization out of Japan just picked up Indeed for $1 billion. That's a large amount of money.
Yes, it is.
And yes. They're not even the leading revenue generator in the job board sphere. I think that still lays with Monster. But it's important to look at how these companies are operating. Indeed's not necessarily that old. They've only been around for a few years. And their model was, at first, very much, we'll take everything. And then they started to be selective in terms of how they're going to generate their own revenue because they need to make money as well to stay in business. So it's important that you don't want to get cut into, you know, a specific, you know, on the business side, people refer to it as vendor lock. I'm locked into this one particular way to do it. It's important that you're looking at the different things that are available, different avenues or different portals that you can get out there. So yes, while Indeed is helpful for certain things, now they are charging organizations to bring things up, get their jobs posted, different other job boards that are that pull and populate to Indeed. They've changed that model. There was a time when it was just done for free. Now we can pay, as jobs in the U.S., we can pay a certain amount if we so choose to post our positions to Indeed. But that's you know, it's really up to how the individual operator wants to go, you know, down that road, because it's going to constantly change. There's going to be something new next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I don't even want to begin to think about. You know, it just gets. There's a lot of different ways that are going on with it. So,
sure. Well, you know, the other thing we talk a lot about is the social media side of it, mm-hmm. and so LinkedIn has become huge. I mean, there's mm-hmm. no other word to describe it other right. than to it is stratospheric. The amount of power LinkedIn has become in such a very short time. I mean, there's just, I can think back only 3 years ago, people were like, LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm.
And today, it is clearly one of the bigger sites that are out there and certainly commanding a lot of attention. But it has its challenges, too,
sure.
in terms of its ability to, you know, have people pay for things, as it's mm-hmm. also now a public company, and they certainly want, you know, to generate revenue. How do you see them as either a competitor, which mm-hmm. they probably are in terms of what they are, or to using collaboration with your job board?
Sure. Yes, LinkedIn obviously is a big tool that a number of organizations are using to find talent, spread word about their opportunities. One of the things that I always caution folks when it comes to using a tool like an Indeed is that that's really designed and is best suited for folks that are actually recruiters. There's an art and a science to recruiting. And so the way I kind of, one of the things that I talk about with folks a lot is that, you know, opened up with job boards are dead. Job boards will die when every single company has a dedicated recruiter working for them. That's how I see that as, you know, kind of the evolution. If you've got someone who really knows how to recruit, knows the science of search, and can source the candidates appropriately, LinkedIn can be a very powerful tool. If you're not versed in those skills, it can lead you to talk about a muddy river. That can be very challenging for folks. So LinkedIn is a great opportunity for organizations to put themselves out, to show their brand. That's like we referred to through the job board and through their career page. And for those folks that are professional recruiters to go through and source and search for the candidates. For the smaller shop who's, you know, running a marketing organization and that's really what their skill is and they don't want to pay for a third-party recruiter or something like that, they might find it challenging to find someone on a place like Indeed. They can certainly place ads on the site, but they might have more luck going through a job board like a Jobs in ME or a Career Builder if they want to do a national search, things like that. But Indeed's got they have a unique market. It'll be interesting to see how they go, because one of the big challenges that companies have now is having candidates navigate through their applicant tracking systems and how they're kind of getting in. So LinkedIn has a really slick tool where you can apply with Indeed, which will allow you to, and certain job boards will partner with Indeed and allow that. I believe you can do that with through Simply Hired. They have a way that you can look in and see who is in your network, who's at those jobs. So there is a myriad of ways that job boards can work together with different tools like an Indeed to kind of make things hopefully easier for the employers and the job seekers, because that's our ultimate goal.
Right, isn't that? At the end of the day, it's getting the best candidate. And, you know, the success of that helps the company and helps everyone.
Absolutely.
In terms of the economy, in terms of that.
Yep.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org.
And we are back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We are talking with Jeremy Haskell from Jobs in the U.S. But it's not only jobs in the U.S., Jeremy. It's jobs in ME, jobs in NH, jobs mm-hmm. in MA, jobs in TX, jobs in CA. You're across the country.
Yeah, we are. We own the 50 URLs for the entire state. We're mostly focused in New England at this point. We have some presence down in the mid-Atlantic states, things like that. But what we want to do is we really focus on the local kind of notion of it, it's a geographic niche. What we're trying to do is work with the companies that are local, because most people in the United States work close to home. That's where what they're trying to do. So that's really our focus. So we really try to support our the clients of the companies that pay for our service. We really see ourselves as a way to kind of be a partner with them, to support them and teach them how to use, you know, recruiting technology, be it our site or a Monster or a Cribbler or a LinkedIn, to kind of really help to elevate their recruiting practices. And that's really what our goal is to go after, because people need to learn how to navigate in this changing world of work and changing world of recruiting, and that's what we really try to do. And kind of a phrase that I like to throw around is that the internet's gone local. There was a time when people would go online to find out what was happening in Zimbabwe or look at the lions in Africa, but now you're pulling your phone out of your pocket and you're looking to find out what the, you know, what movie's playing down the street or what the special is at the local restaurants. So we really kind of want to bring the power of technology, that's such an expansive and powerful tool, help people bring it back so they can use it here in their local communities to find the work that they need, and the companies can find the employers they need to be successful.
We're talking about the technological changes that have happened. You just kind of mentioned mobile. Mm-hmm. And certainly with the smartphones. Have the job boards kept up with that? Are they accessible on smartphones? Are they accessible in terms of, you know, these very small screens that mm-hmm. some of these phones have, even though, of course, some of the newer phones, suddenly we're getting bigger again. I always think it's funny. We go smaller, then we get bigger. You know, talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, mobile has certainly been a challenge for, I think, for the job board industry as a whole, because like you talked about, the real estate on the screen is very small. And let's be honest, when people come to a job board, they're coming to do something. They're not necessarily coming to just consume media, like watch a video or something like that. They're looking to apply to a job. You know, different organizations have different ways of doing it. Some have mobile optimized sites, some have apps. For example, we have an app that you can download for each of our sites that allows the seeker to search, do a very simple search, just can log in and see what you've got and do a sales search and kind of see what's close by. I'm finding more for an employer side that the mobile is less of a factor, simply because it's very difficult for someone to sit down and write out a full job description on an iPhone. That could take some time. So that's really being done from a desktop still. But the mobile alerts are very important. And just having that kind of search functionality in hand is very nice and appropriate.
So you're talking a little bit about from a candidate's perspective.
Sure.
They can certainly go online and look up a job and hit apply. When somebody goes on Jobs in the U.S. and they click on applying for a job, where does it take them?
Well, that really is determined by the employer, the candidate, the company that's looking to do the hiring. There's a number of different ways they can do it. Some just goes to a simple email address. You're just really sending in a resume, just an attachment and an email going right there. The next and what's a growing issue is dealing with what they call applicant tracking systems, or ATSs. And what those are... they're intended to be a way for companies to track and see where their candidates are being sourced from, and then work them through that process all the way from receiving the interview to getting past receiving the resume, getting past the first interview process, all the way into onboarding, then performance management, all the way through to, you know, it's coming into their HR information system. So it goes through everything, all the way through to the time where they're terminated or they've, you know, left the job. So it kind of gets them into the company's pool. There's a challenge throughout the industry, though, and particularly when it comes to applications, is it's sometimes very difficult for candidates to have to navigate that system. In fact, there's a task force. There's actually an organization, the International Association of Employment Websites. That's a trade group for job boards. It's actually trying to work and tackle that issue now, because if you think about it, a job seeker's already created a profile on a website, say Jobs in ME or a Career Builder or whatever it is. They've already created this information and they've made a profile that has, so they can have job search and come to them and all those things. Then as soon as they leave that job board, they have to re-enter all of that data into that applicant tracking system, which is why like the apply with Indeed thing that I referred to earlier is a pretty slick trick. That's a way to help to do that. Because you know, they talk about the candidate black hole. It's one of the biggest things that you hear about from job seekers. I never hear back. Something that employers and hiring professionals as an industry really need to take a look at.
Yeah, there's no question. We had a number of months ago a job seeker on, Nancy, and she did a segment on what HR can do to make their lives a little easier. Kind of the flip side. And, mm-hmm. it, you know, the horror stories of just not hearing anything from anybody. And even if suddenly two, three weeks or months later, suddenly a phone call comes and mm-hmm. they've not even talked to them. And suddenly they may have some interest. Now, that's great, but there's just this anxiety that mm-hmm. gets built up. And we certainly recognize the number of applicants coming in is huge. Yeah. And there's no question that's part of the challenge. But there's got to be a better way.
Oh, absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. And that's some of the things that we're trying to work towards to kind of solve that problem, hopefully on an industry-wide level, dealing with, you know, not only is jobs in the U.S. a portion of this, but you know, the major players, and also trying to deal with some applicant tracking systems, because this is a tremendous problem. And especially as we talk about, you know, we talked earlier about the branding that a company's trying to do. Everyone knows that you talk about the bad stuff more than you talk about the good stuff. So if you've got a number of candidates out there who are applying to positions, and then they're going on their Facebook page or they're tweeting out or something saying, I never heard back from XYZ company, it's not a positive look for your organization. So it's something that really does need to be done. But that's, again, it goes back to that point of sourcing and why you should choose a certain job board or LinkedIn or something like that to source your candidates. So you're going to hopefully get in front of the right audience. There was a, you know, the kind of part of this evolution of employment advertising, it used to be all about the quantity of eyeballs. I want to get in front of the most people possible to get, that's going to give me the best chance to find that. I would argue it's better to be in front of a smaller audience that's more targeted to what you're looking for. You know, if you ask any recruiter or any hiring professional, you know, would you rather have 150 resumes to go through where, you know, 90% of them are not qualified, or would you rather have 7 where they're all right on the money? Which would you rather do?
Yeah, I think that's an obvious answer.
It's an obvious, because any recruiter worth their salt can't give up on resume 124, because the person you're looking for might be resume 126. So you can't right. give that up. So that's why it's really important that as you're placing those ads, looking for candidates, that you're going to the places where the people that are most likely to fit into your what you're looking for are going to be at.
You talk about placing ads, and I think this is a good segue into talking about banner ad advertising for a job, on just the job board itself, mm-hmm. on a side advertising for mm-hmm. a job. Talk a little bit about your perspective and what you think today works from a company perspective mm-hmm. of getting the right talent. You know, we all know that nobody will scroll unless they absolutely have to, mm-hmm. because it takes effort. And that's yeah. right. It requires you to move your finger over a small cursor and roll it down.
Yes,
and that takes effort. And
yes.
it's a challenge, because mm-hmm. we don't want to spare the time.
Right.
So being at the top of the page, being on the right-hand corner or left-hand corner, really can make a difference. And so what's your perspective on that?
Well, I think that's a very interesting proposition, because you got to look at it again. You know, it's a very different thing than what used to be the newspaper advertising, or you know, the classifieds that we used to all deal with. That used to be why you'd want to spend more for that splash of color in that big display ad, and why that kind of order was very important. I want to be at the top of the list. With the way the internet is working now, and really depending upon what your site, where you're advertising at, that kind of is starting to change very slowly, because people are starting to use search. They're actually looking for something now. If you think about it, you have to go through all probably more steps to find the next pair of hiking boots at LLbean.com now, because you need to go through and search and choose, I want this, I want high tops, I want, you know, scuff proof resistant, whatever it might be. You're just making a lot of selections. So we're really training the public to do that, and that's where you're really going to be effective with a job search. Now, in terms of banner advertising, it's always going to be, you know, message driven. You know, is your message going to pick up? But what we found on our site is if they're really tailored to someone who's looking for work, and you know, kind of fits into that thing, and if you can populate it the right way, it's going to work really well. That we found that a lot of those kind of banners really work well when they're really a service for a job seeker or are really highlighting a great opportunity. Traditional kind of buy a car banners don't get any clicks on our site, because again, when you're going to a newspaper website or you know, something like that, you're looking to read and absorb content. When you're coming to a job board, you're there to perform a task. People don't just hang out on jobsandme.com as much as I might like them to. They're coming there to do something. And so you have to be really focused towards attracting that candidate who's looking to make a call to action. So they're actually going to click on that thing and say, hey, I want to work for you. How can you kind of drive that? And that's really, it can be a challenge through a small banner, but if it's done well, it can be very successful.
Well, you know, Jeremy, this has been a really interesting topic, because job boards are still relevant, and I still think that it's an important place for people to look in terms of putting their resume, and companies still need to look at finding the best talent, and mm-hmm. an all-over approach is important,
right.
An all-approach. So, you know, you've lived in Maine here for how long?
Oh, I'm born and raised. I am a Mainer. I went away for a bit through college and whatnot, but I've been back since 2000. So
no, that's great. And so I appreciate you coming to the studios today and talking to us about the Jobs and Me. If they go to the hrpowerhour.com, they'll certainly be able to click on your link and get in touch with you. I appreciate you being in today.
Great. Thanks for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
And now this week's HR tip of the week. This week, I have four quotes from some famous people for you to think about. First, great dancers, or anyone else, are not great because of their technique. They are great because of their passion. That's Martha Graham from the Martha Graham Dance Company. Second, thinking is the hardest work there is, which is probably why few engage in it. Henry Ford, founder of Ford Motor Company. We've been given two ends, one to sit on and the other to think with. Success depends on which one we use most. Ann Landers, newspaper columnist. And then finally, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you'll be amongst the stars. That's anonymous. That's your tip of the week. Next week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with Carrie Baker, Senior Account Executive for Norton Financial Services. She's going to be talking about the new health care law, Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, whichever one you prefer it to be called. And she's going to be giving us some great tips and information about what's going on with that act and how it affects businesses and employees. Second, we're going to be talking with Deb Trippier of Retail Positions. She's a retail contingency recruiter and owner of a staffing agency, and she's going to be providing tips for employers on how to best find great talent in the retail world, as well as how to best deal with recruiters in general. Catch us every week at 2 p.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.